Okay, so you guys sent us on a deep dive through Xander Weaver's Dangerous Minds and Surviving Origin series.
Yeah.
And that's what we're going to do right now.
Let's do it.
We're going to be focusing on the core themes,
yeah,
the unforgettable characters in these stories,
right,
and kind of what makes them tick.
Yeah.
So I am so excited to have you back.
Thanks for having me back.
To unpack this whole thing.
Yeah, no problem.
One of the first things that I think jumps out at me when I'm reading these excerpts, especially in Dangerous Minds,
mm-hmm,
is this pervasive sense of no one can really be trusted.
Right.
It's like a constant undercurrent of suspicion from the very beginning.
Absolutely. I mean, think about how Dangerous Minds opens, right? You have Keegan feeling like she's constantly looking over her shoulder.
Yeah.
Her safe haven is about to be compromised. And then Cyrus walks in and says to Jack at the gate, play along.
Oh, yeah.
Right away, we know something's not right.
Things are not what they seem.
Yeah, things are not what they seem. This is not a world of straightforward interactions.
That sets the stage for a lot of uneasy alliances.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and look at Cyrus and Gertrude.
Yeah.
Even though they're working together,
yeah,
there's this feeling that they're both holding something back.
Right.
Cyrus is suspicious, and he's questioning her about these Marines.
Yeah.
And Gertrude is immediately on guard with him.
Right.
Like, is he armed?
Yeah.
You know?
Is he a threat? Yeah.
Yeah. It makes you wonder who's really in control.
Yeah. And what their true intentions are.
Exactly.
And I think what's really fascinating here is just how deeply ingrained this distrust is.
Yes.
It's not just about external threats, but internal ones too.
Oh, absolutely.
Like when Ashley thinks about Cyrus, truth or lie, it wouldn't matter. It wasn't going to be good news.
Yes.
That really shows you just how much this lack of faith permeates even personal interactions.
Yeah.
Truth itself feels like a very slippery concept in this world.
And that just seems to amplify as we go further into the series, Hey on Seven.
Yeah.
Walter Mead,
yeah. Shrouded in so much mystery. I mean, even Cyrus, who seems like a pretty good judge of character, isn't even sure if Mead was entirely credible.
Yes.
You know, and he even admits how brilliant Mead is. And then you have all these conflicting stories about where Mead actually is.
Exactly.
It's like another layer to this puzzle of who to believe.
That makes it so hard to know what is real and what is not.
Totally. And look at Dargo, right? He's suspicious of Mead's subordinates and even his lawyer.
Right.
It just shows how information is constantly being filtered, maybe even deliberately distorted.
Yes.
Like everyone's operating in their own little sphere of secrecy.
Yeah.
It makes you think how hard it must be for these characters to make decisions when they're not even sure what's true.
The ground beneath them is unstable.
Totally unstable.
Yeah.
They can't trust anything.
And Cyrus isn't completely innocent in all of this deception either.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
The Alistair Rose pen name. The accidental viral marketing.
Right.
It shows how easily a fabricated identity, a false narrative, can take root and spread.
Absolutely. It highlights the power of perception and how quickly reality can be shaped.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes intentionally, sometimes not.
Right.
And I think by the time we get to Rogue Faction, the consequences of this constant deception become very personal for Cyrus.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that internal struggle he has with Boone's actions, that feeling of being manipulated by the Coalition.
Yeah.
That reveals the emotional toll that this environment of distrust takes.
Right.
It erodes those bonds of loyalty and mentorship.
Like you were saying earlier, it's not just external.
Exactly.
These threats are very internal.
Yeah.
And they're chipping away at him.
They are.
And then that ultimate gut punch.
Oh, yeah.
Talbot's betrayal.
It's huge, right?
Yeah, it really forces the question. In a world filled with these shadowy organizations and hidden agendas, who can anyone truly depend on?
Exactly.
And even in Surviving Origin, that initial uncertainty surrounding Dabney's identity, Petridge's protectiveness, it immediately brings us back to this core idea of concealed truths and questionable allegiances.
Absolutely.
It seems like it's a foundational element of Weaver's storytelling.
It really is. And it kind of leads us perfectly into another crucial theme that runs through all these stories.
Okay.
The exploration of identity and purpose.
Yes.
These characters aren't just reacting to the dangers around them. They're really grappling with who they are at their core.
Yeah.
And what their reason for being is, especially given all these crazy circumstances.
Yeah.
I mean, think about Dangerous Minds. Right from the beginning, we learn about Ashley and her brother.
Yeah.
Born in a lab as part of Gertrude's genetic experiments.
It's a crazy origin story.
It is. it immediately throws their whole sense of self into question.
Right. What does it mean to be human, to have a purpose, yeah, when your very existence is tied to scientific manipulation?
Exactly. It's a huge question. Yeah. And Cyrus himself goes through this big journey of self-discovery.
Yeah.
He starts off seemingly in Gertrude's employ,
right,
but we see him gradually asserting his own agency, making choices that go against her wishes.
Yes.
Like when he tears open the aluminum box.
Such a powerful moment.
It is. It's him breaking free,
yeah,
from this predefined role.
It's a huge turning point.
It is. He's taking control of his own narrative.
And then we go to Halon 7,
mm-hmm,
and we learn about his alias.
Right.
And there's these hints about a mysterious past in Karu.
Yeah.
And it makes you wonder what other parts of his past are shaping his present actions.
Totally. It's like there are all these layers to him,
yeah,
that even the people closest to him don't fully understand.
Right. And then in Rogue Faction,
yeah,
when he's like, I quit.
I quit. Yeah.
It's so simple, but it speaks volumes.
It does.
About his evolving sense of purpose.
He's not just following orders anymore.
Yeah.
He's questioning the mission and whether it aligns with his values.
Exactly. And then the Coalition tries to reel him back in.
Right. They offer him a new direction.
A new purpose.
Yeah, but under their control. It's this constant struggle between external forces trying to define him and his internal drive to forge his own path.
Yes. And then I think the most radical challenge to this theme of identity comes with the introduction of non-human life and surviving origin.
Yeah, Tracy and the Tangeri.
Yes.
Completely changes everything.
Right. It redefines what it means to be human,
mm-hmm,
and expands the scope of purpose beyond just individuals.
Right now you have to think about interspecies understanding and conflict.
Yeah.
It adds a whole new dimension to the story.
And Verhoeven?
Yeah, the Tangeri leader.
Yeah, he's driven by this desperate migration.
Right. He needs to save his people.
Yes. And it brings in this theme of displacement and the lengths that someone will go to,
yeah,
to preserve their identity and ensure their future.
Absolutely. Even if it means conflict with humanity.
Right. It really expands those philosophical questions that these books raise.
It does. It makes you think about our place in the universe.
And to really grasp these themes,
yeah,
I think we need to look at the characters who embody them and the relationships they navigate.
For sure.
So let's start with Cyrus Cooper.
Okay. The man of the hour.
Yeah. He's definitely compelling.
He is.
The first thing that I think about with Cyrus is just his ability to think on his feet in dangerous situations.
Yeah. He's always in danger.
Right.
Always on the run.
Like when he disarms that pressure-sensitive trigger.
Oh, yeah.
With like seconds to spare,
right,
or how he holds his own in that dark alley,
mm-hmm,
or navigating that hostile lab or infiltrating Voss's compound.
Voss's compound, that was intense.
Right, or surviving that train fight. Or facing down Sutter.
That was a close one.
Yeah, he's constantly demonstrating this resourcefulness.
He really is. He's quick on his feet.
And it's not just physical.
No.
It's his sharp intellect.
Yeah.
His keen observational skills,
mm,
his ability to piece together clues from these seemingly unrelated cases.
Yeah.
And his eidetic memory.
Oh, yeah. That helps.
It's like he's not only reacting, but he's analyzing and understanding,
right,
the world in a way that few others can.
It's impressive.
It is. And then you look at his relationships.
Yeah, his relationships are fascinating.
So layered and constantly shifting.
They are.
Take Gertrude.
Okay, Gertrude.
It starts with her in a position of authority,
mm,
but quickly becomes mutual suspicion.
Right.
And eventually you see Cyrus taking more of a dominant role.
He does.
Yeah, it's really interesting to watch that unfold.
It is. It's like a power struggle.
And there's Ashley.
Ashley, yeah.
Given her unique origins.
Right.
And the circumstances of their meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Her initial distrust makes sense.
It does.
But there are these subtle moments.
Oh, yeah.
Like little glimpses in her reactions to Cyrus.
Yeah.
And then his thought about her being a genetic neutral.
Right.
It suggests that maybe there's a deeper connection there.
Maybe even a biological one.
That's just beginning to surface.
It's intriguing.
And Reese.
Yeah.
Their romantic relationship.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like a point of stability.
Right. A little bit of calm in all the chaos.
Yeah. And they develop this trust and understanding.
They do.
And Reese's technical expertise.
Yeah. She's brilliant with tech.
It complements Cyrus's field skills.
Absolutely. They make a great team.
Yeah, they do.
And it's a nice contrast to his mentorship with Boone.
Oh, yeah.
Which becomes really strained.
Yes.
As Cyrus starts to question Boone's motives.
And his decisions.
Yeah, it leads to a real sense of betrayal.
Yeah.
It makes you think how far loyalty can go when your values clash with orders.
Absolutely.
And then there's Voss.
Voss, oh my gosh.
Talk about a complicated relationship.
He starts as a clear antagonist.
Yeah.
Right deep into this advanced technology.
Shadowlight.
Shadowlight.
It's powerful stuff.
But their interactions become more nuanced.
Yeah.
And then once we learn that he's Natasha's father,
right,
it evolves into this reluctant alliance.
It does. It's like they're forced to work together.
Yeah. And then Natasha,
yeah,
a very mysterious character.
She,
there's clearly a significant history between them.
Right.
Maybe even romantic.
Maybe.
You can feel that unspoken tension.
Yeah. And the concern they have for each other.
It hints at this deep bond.
Right. A bond that continues to affect their actions.
And then Tracy,
yeah,
representative of the Tanguri.
Right. Completely upends our perspective.
Yes. Forces the human characters to reconsider their place.
Yeah, in a much bigger story.
In this cosmic narrative.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Makes them question everything they thought they knew.
And then Verhoeven, the Tanguri leader.
Driven by this desperate migration.
Yes.
He creates conflict.
Yeah.
And forces us to confront ethical dilemmas.
About survival,
mm-hmm,
territoriality.
Yeah.
And what happens when different species want the same resources?
It's a big question.
It's a huge question.
What are we willing to do to survive?
It's really remarkable how these characters and their journeys are all intertwined.
Yeah.
Like, this isn't just a collection of separate incidents.
No.
This is an overarching narrative.
Absolutely.
Where actions and relationships in one book have consequences in the next.
It's all connected.
Yeah.
You see, technologies that are introduced early on become more significant later.
Right.
The threats escalate,
yeah,
from small conflicts to these massive events.
Right. It feels like this much bigger story is unfolding piece by piece.
It really does.
So as we bring our deep dive into the Dangerous Minds and Surviving Origins series to a close,
yeah,
what would you say are the core takeaways regarding these themes and these characters?
Well, I think the constant atmosphere of mistrust and deception,
yeah,
it creates this constant tension,
right,
that forces both the characters and the reader,
yeah,
to evaluate every interaction and every piece of information.
Right. You can't take anything at face value.
Absolutely. And then the exploration of identity and purpose.
Yes.
It becomes the central driving force for so many of these characters.
Especially as they confront their origins.
Right.
And the possibility of life beyond Earth.
It challenges their whole understanding of the world.
Yeah, and ultimately, it's the relationships between these characters,
mm-hmm,
that give these series their heart.
They do.
So true.
They're complex and constantly evolving,
yeah,
and they really drive the story forward.
It's the personal stakes,
yeah,
for these individuals combined with all these layers of intrigue.
Right.
And then this ever-widening scope of the universe they inhabit.
Mm-hmm.
It's such an immersive and rewarding experience for anyone who picks these books up.
It really is.
So our final thought for you today.
Okay, hit me.
Considering those revelations about the Tanguri and the potential manipulation,
yeah,
of human understanding,
right,
whose perspective resonates most with you, your own questions?
Wow, that's a good one.
Yeah, but the nature of reality and our place in this vast universe.
It's a lot to think about.
It is.
It really makes you question everything.
So we encourage you to continue exploring the Dangerous Minds and Surviving Origins series to learn more about these fascinating characters,
yeah,
and their interconnected destinies.
It's a wild ride.
For the deep dive, I've been.
And I've been.